This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In Madison, Wisconsin, a restaurant with a unique twist serves its last dinner tonight. A third of the 40 workers at the Wilson Street Grill suffer from a severe mental illness. When the restaurant closes, it will mark the end of a nationally acclaimed experiment that provided jobs for people most employers don't want to hire. Gil Halstead of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
The Wilson Street Grill is closing because the building it's in is being demolished to make way for a new county courthouse. Owner Nancy Christie says it's too soon to say whether she'll be able to recreate the successful upscale restaurant at a new location in Madison. When the restaurant opened 15 years ago, Christie's dream was to create a downtown restaurant with a diverse workforce. Diverse for her means people with mental disabilities.
A social worker from Yohara House, which is a support system for people with mental illness, called me and said, I hear you hire people with disabilities. Would you be inclined to hire people with mental illness? And I said, absolutely.
Christie says her inspiration for this unique hiring practice came in the early 1980s when she taught a food preparation class for the disabled at a local technical college. She says she hated the class because it focused only on the mechanical skills of slicing bread and chopping vegetables and ignored personal interaction between employees. She wanted her restaurant to be a place where people with disabilities could interact with people who aren't disabled. To do that, she got help from Peter Lundy, a job coach who worked in Christie's kitchen, training many of the employees who now work there.
So they got two people, one learning the job, one who knew it, but trying to do the finished product and getting the work out that met the needs of the Wilson Street Grill. Gradually, I would fade out from that job, and maybe I would just go there for an hour or so of a four-hour shift. And that person gradually learned how to do that position as well as anyone who had ever been in there.
Lundy says openness and support from the roughly 60% of the workers at the restaurant who are not disabled is what makes this transitional job training work.
We even do silly things like maybe taking their picture with their first paycheck that they've had in 20 years. And that may sound real silly, but the pride that people have about starting to recontribute to taxes and all those kinds of things is very valuable. And being part of the community, that's what it's all about.
The sense of community at the Grill is what has made all the difference for Mona Wasow's son, David. Diagnosed with severe schizophrenia at age 15, he's now in his 40s. Wasow says her son's job at the restaurant is the only one he's ever held.
It's only an hour a day, and it's washing stoves, which is kind of sad for someone that was reading and writing in two languages at the age of five. But it beats staring into space chain smoking, which is what he used to do.
Roger Touche also suffers from schizophrenia, and when he started at the Grill 6 years ago, he was completely nonverbal. Now he can explain what he does each day.
I do like dice onions and pick the stems off of spinach and put bread on tray. That's about all I do, besides sweep and mop.
That's not all Raj does. He roasts peppers, he roasts tomatoes, he makes his own list of things that he does, he weighs the bread.
Everybody gets 22 ounces of bread.
Waitress Sarah Stewart, who is not disabled, says the sense of family she's found at the restaurant has meant a lot to her.
We focus on the personal growth, not only with the people with the defined disabilities, but with all of us. So I've been able to grow just as much as they have.
The Wilson Street Grill has won awards from the National Restaurant Association and the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill. Last year, it received a national grant to help show other employers how to integrate the mentally ill into their workforce. Nancy Christie says after the restaurant closes, she'll work closely with Peter Lundy and others to find new jobs for her former workers. And advocates for the mentally ill hope the publicity the restaurant and its unusual employees generate will inspire others to hire people with mental illness. For NPR News, I'm Gil Halstead in Madison, Wisconsin.